This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Charlene Pollock, CHARLENEPOLLOCK, date of birth 09/09/1952, date of appointment 04/15/2024. Requesting physician Joshua Carlson, JOSHUACARLSON. Dear Dr. Carlson, I have the pleasure of seeing Charlene Pollock today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 71-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who was admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital on 3/11/2024. Her boyfriend died a few days before the admission, and then she developed a stuttering of the speech. Her blood sugar was high and she was walking slowly. Her MRI of the brain did not show any stroke. Patient was improving and then went home, and today she is here for follow-up. She's doing good. She's taking medication. No dizziness, no stuttering of the speech. She's getting buzzing sound in the ears. Past medical history, anticoagulation, obesity, chronic kidney disease, hypertensive heart disease, heart failure, diabetes mellitus, obstructive sleep apnea, diastolic heart failure, coronary arteriosclerosis, hyperlipidemia, GERD, anxiety, major depression, chronic renal failure, hypertension, diabetes, pneumonia, past surgical ST, amputation of the toes, tubal ligation, foot surgery, allergy, no known drug allergy. Our medications are pantoprazole, atorvastatin 20 mg, glipizide, insulin, sertraline 50 mg, furosemide, isosorbate dinitrate, metoprolol, hydralazine, chlorthalidone, losartan, hydroxyzine, socialisti, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She used to smoke cigarette. Family history, mother deceased due to cancer and diabetes, father deceased, had heart failure, brother with cancer, one brother with diabetes, one sister with cancer. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having lightheadedness, anxiety, depression, physical examination, blood pressure 100 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. Lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate, and rhythm, abdomen, soft pulse on present nexopal. There is no carotid previ, there is no jaundice sinuses, but edema of the ankle present. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination is 10-5-4-5, deep tender reflex is 2/4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed, presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet, assessment and plan. 71-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history an examination is suggestive of TIA. But difficulty in speaking, no, please rewrite again. 71-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, TIA. Number two, depression. Number three, anxiety. Number four, lightheadedness. Next paragraph. Her workup, including MRI of the brain, is negative. Continue the Lipitor and aspirin. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.